All right. We are live. Live. Very cool. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father, for your will over our lives. And Father, we just ask for your protection. We ask, Father, will you please put on our full armor right now? We ask, Father, you put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the girdle of truth, and the sandals of the gospel of peace. And we thank you, Father, for putting on the spiritual armor. And we also ask for two warring angels for each person that I'm praying over right now. And we just thank you, Father, for your son Jesus who died on the cross, who rose on the third day. He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he has the keys to death and hell. And we just thank you, Father, for you are worthy, you are holy, you are awesome. And Father, we focus our minds and our hearts on Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And you say in your word, Father, that if we focus on Jesus, he will give us perfect peace. So we are going to focus on the Lord. We have our full armor on, Ephesians 6 armor. And Ephesians 6, 10, verse 11. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Oh, sorry. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in this mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. That's a very important thing to focus on, is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And just know that the Lord is with you. If you are doing the Father's will, which is means, you're living a sinless life, or you're working towards that, you're saved by grace through faith. It's not by any works. There are no amount of works that you can do to get to heaven. But if you love the Father, you will keep his commandments. And the more you focus on Jesus, the more that the Lord is going to move in your life. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray, Father, for your protection over these people, and that whatever problems that are arising in their life, we just ask, Lord, that you take care of these problems for us. There's also another scripture that says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lay all our burdens and all our anxieties on the foot of the cross right now. All those that are listening now and maybe in the future, we lay those things onto you. We lay our burdens, our anxieties, our fears onto you, Father, and we ask that you take care of them. And we put on the mind of Christ, and we put on his ability to love others. That Lord, maybe we don't have the ability to love others, but Lord, you will give us the ability to love others. So we've just put on the love of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful day. Thank you for everything that we have. May it be, food in our stomach, a roof over our head, a good job, or maybe there's people out there seeking for work. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe right now, Father, that you are going to bring your abundance to people that love you. To those that are seeking you, Father, we ask that you bless them. Bless them until they overflow. Not just in physical and in wealth. We're asking, Father, that you bless them spiritually. And we pray for your words to come true. We pray Psalm 91 over this broadcast. And we pray for the peace of God to just fall upon everybody who listens to this broadcast. To fall upon them. And I believe this right now, that it's falling upon them right now, that the anointing is falling upon them right now in Jesus' name, and that you are doing a mighty work in their lives right now, and that they are not alone, that no matter what you're going through, the Lord is with you in this. If you seek him, he will reveal himself to you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank for Holy Spirit fire around us and this broadcast. And we are not fearful. For God, you say in your word, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, we will have no fear. I focus my mind, my heart on Jesus Christ, for he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is good in all that he does. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for everything. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Whatever you're facing, friends, God has a Bible verse for that. If you're facing financial difficulties, if you're facing divorces or breakups or a loss of a loved one's, the Father can heal your heart. He can heal your heart. Start opening your Bible and start reading it. And what you're going to come across is you're going to come across scriptures. Scriptures that will give you a new outlook on life. It will make you realize that we serve a holy and righteous God. A holy, holy, holy God. And through him, we can have that peace. We can have that love. He will give us perfect peace if we do his will. And Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for all the hard things that you've given us and all the good things. Because Father, I've learned through my own experience that in the hard times, that's when we realize who you truly are. You come to our safety. You come to our aid. Sometimes he'll convict us in the Holy Spirit. You know, you'll have a feeling maybe in your stomach, but like in your chest, but you'll just feel it. You'll feel a separation from God. And what that is that's the Holy Spirit telling you that there's something in your life that you need to clean up. There's something that you need to get rid of. And if you have anything, like if you're trying to walk with Jesus, if you're trying to walk with God and you are filling your life full of like, you know, secular movies and like pornographic television and masturbation and, you know, you're drinking, you're doing drugs, you're smoking cigarettes. I mean, these things are going to affect your walk with God. I'm not saying that because you do these things that God is not with you. That is not what I'm saying. No, it's not. It's by no work of our own. It's the total grace of God that he comes into our lives and he saves us. But we need to have a repentant heart, and it needs to be directed unto Jesus. And when that happens, he will give you his desires for your life. His will happen in your life. You will walk into things that you never would have walked in before. There's a lot of fear in this world right now. And what's happening is the Lord's revealing to his people that we need to pray for the people. We need to show them that there is no fear in God. I don't have any fear. I have no fear because I focus my heart and my life on Jesus Christ. He is so good. And he's willing to do things in your life that you don't think is possible. He can do those things. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Another thing that is important is forgiveness. You know, Satan, he'll send people in our lives, circumstances, to get us riled up, you know, to get us to argue with our brothers and sisters, people who are of God and people who aren't. It doesn't matter. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, you need to get to a place where you can forgive people. It's so very important. Do not let that turn to bitterness. Do not turn your back on it. And it could be something simple. I mean, maybe you go to a store and you're rude to somebody. You know, maybe you should go back to that store and say, hey, I'm sorry for the way I treated you yesterday. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And you can walk away, but you made it right with that person. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but like I make mistakes too, man. I make mistakes too. And you know, God is able and willing to heal us, but we need to be under subjection, under the gospel. And you know, when we start doing those things, God will give us the desires of his heart and the desires of our hearts. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just pray for protection for anybody who listens to this, anybody. And I thank you, Father, for these people. And I thank you for your protection over them. We just thank you, Lord, that you are going to show up to them in dreams, in visions, in areas of their life, that, Lord, you are going to communicate to them on a level that they will understand. Nobody may not see these signs, but they're going to see them in the sky, on their phones, on the radio, television. It's so very important. If you're seeking the Lord and you have a lot of sin in your life, bring it to the foot of the cross. If you're serious about your walk with Jesus, get rid of the witchcraft in your life. Get rid of it. It doesn't need to be there. In fact, what happens when we allow these things into our life, it has an open door. And this open door allows demons to come in and harass us. And this is just one of the ways the enemy has. So any chink in your armor, any, you know, opening that you're allowing the enemy to come into, he's going to attack there. You know, if you've got anger and rage, he's going to use that against you, get you to lash out at people. And I find with my own walk that it's so much easier to not lash out at people, because if you don't lash out at people, you don't have to ask for forgiveness. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Yeah. So, just going to leave this prayer. And yeah, may the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.